BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Three crew members have been killed in a Houthi missile strike on a Liberian-owned cargo ship off southern Yemen. It's the first deadly attack since the group began targeting international shipping last November. Caroline Hawley reports.
The owners of the cargo ship said it had been hit by a missile near the entrance to the Red Sea and was now drifting and on fire. Surviving crew members are said to have escaped in lifeboats. The US and Britain have been responding to the Houthi attacks with airstrikes, hitting the group's military infrastructure in Yemen. But there's no sign that this is deterring them. Over the weekend, a British-owned ship carrying large quantities of fertiliser became the first to sink after being attacked.
Victims of the war in Gaza and their families have been at the United Nations in New York to push for an immediate ceasefire. A group of 10 people met the UN Secretary General, members of the Security Council and others to push for more action from world leaders. Here's Neda Taufik.
The group said that they didn't come for condolences, but for immediate action on a permanent ceasefire. They said what was happening was ethnic cleansing, that Israel's claim of a right to self-defense was turning Gaza to ashes. Dr. Rulla Al-Farah said more than 150 members of her family have been killed. 19-year-old Siham Al-Seso said she made it out of Gaza with her sister Sarah, who suffered severe burns after Israel bombed their grandmother's home. Her two brothers did not survive. The Secretary General's spokesperson said the UN chief Antonio Guterres listened to their stories and shared his efforts to end the conflict. Israel says it only targets Hamas and not civilians.
The government of Senegal has announced that the presidential election will take place on March the 24th. The country has been in political turmoil since President Macky Sall postponed the vote, which had been due to take place last month. Demonstrators accused Mr. Sall of mounting a constitutional coup, although he insisted he was not seeking a third term in office. There have been deadly explosions in the Ukrainian city of Odessa while President Volodymyr Zelensky was meeting the Greek Prime Minister. Greek media say a missile landed about 150 metres from the two leaders. No one from either delegation was hurt, but Ukraine's navy says five other people were killed in the assault. Mr. Zelensky offered his sympathies to the families of those who died.
Please accept our condolences. We understand the pain of those who lost their loved ones. We will help all the victims. It's impossible to give you back your loved ones, those who died, but the apartments, the lost documents, we will help you with those.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. President Biden and Donald Trump have both called on supporters of Nikki Haley to join their respective camps after she pulled out of the US presidential race. She wished Mr. Trump well, but did not endorse him. In a post on social media, the former president said Ms. Haley had been trounced in the Super Tuesday primary contests. The woman in charge of weapons on the set of the movie Rust, where a cinematographer was shot dead, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. A jury in the US state of New Mexico took a little over 2 hours to find Hannah Gutierrez guilty for the killing of Helena Hutchins. The case focused on how a live round made it onto the set and into the prop gun used by the actor Alec Baldwin during a rehearsal in 2021. The Egyptian currency has fallen sharply against the US dollar after the central bank announced its value would now be set by market forces. The central bank governor said the focus would now be on cutting inflation. At least 18 people have been killed by Islamic State militants in a desert area of eastern Syria while they were on a truffle hunting expedition. Orlando Teal has more details.
Syrian media say the Islamic State militants attacked the truffle hunters, who were being escorted by a local militia group that controls the lucrative trade. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said women and children were among the dead, as well as four militia members. It said 50 people were still missing, while many vehicles in the convoy were set on fire. Last year, dozens of truffle hunters were killed in attacks blamed on IS in the remote area bordering Iraq. Desert truffles and edible fungi are a prized delicacy which can sell for up to $35 a kilo in a country facing a crushing economic crisis.
BBC News.